Hello, friends. Welcome to the 9th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Orioles at the Rogers Center. The Orioles are leading 6-3, heading to the bottom of the 9th. They were leading 5-3 in the top of the 9th, but Seth Smith hit a solo home run that extended the Orioles' lead by 3, so it's now 6-3 Orioles. One notable highlight from today for the Blue Jays, Justin Smoke hit a home run. But other than that, there weren't much highlights for today. The Blue Jays had they had players on base throughout the inning, but they weren't able to score them. They weren't able to get those runs in, and so the Blue Jays left a lot of men on base. And Aaron Sanchez today gave up 5 runs in 5 1/3 innings to the Orioles, and so he didn't have a good performance today. But Dominic Leone had a pretty outing. He lasted an inning and a third with a strikeout, and the Blue Jays bullpen afterwards was pretty effective. You had Luke who came in after Leone, you have Tapera, and then you had Grilly coming in. But of course, Grilly gave up that solo homer to Seth Smith, and he was pretty angry about it. He was cursing after he gave up that that solo shot. So that's basically the summary so far for this game. And now let's see what happens here in the bottom of the 9th. Zach Britton is on the mound, and he's trying to close this game for the Orioles. What's interesting about Zach Britton is that this will be his attempt to get 54 consecutive saves. You know, this is a pretty big deal for Zach Britton, who's trying to extend his saves, consecutive saves. He is on the mound right now. Let's see what he does. If you look at the Rogers Center right now, there's a lot of empty seats. I think a lot of Blue Jays fans are done with the Jays tonight. They're pretty upset. They're pretty upset at the Blue Jays' lackluster offense. But let's see what happens here against Russell Martin. The pitch is in there for a strike to Russell Martin. 0-1 the count. Zach Britton with the pitch again is grounded into center field for a base hit, and Russell Martin now is on first base. Okay. All right. Leadoff single for the Blue Jays here in the bottom of the 9th. You see Blue Jays fans clapping. You see Blue Jays fans standing up. You see some of them shouting, "Let's go, Blue Jays!" So let's see what the Blue Jays do here in the bottom of the ninth? Zach Britton takes off his hat, puts it back on, licks his fingers, and he's now facing Justin Smoke. And the pitch is a curveball that's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Justin Smoke. Britton with the set. Britton with the pitch. And that was a curveball that was swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. That curveball was way out of the strike zone. So Justin Smoke swung at a pretty ugly pitch, and it's now 0-2 the count. Britton with the pitch, and it's lined into right field. Seth Smith is there, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. So Justin Smoke lines out to Seth Smith in right field. And the Blue Jays now have two more outs. Two more outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Orioles lead 6-3. And the batter now is Jarrett Saltalamacchia. He's the pinch hitter right now. In three games, he's batting 167. It's not a pretty batting average, but let's see what he does here. Let's give him a chance. Britton with the pitch, and it's fouled back. 0-1 the count. That pitch was up high, but Saltalamacchia swung at it anyways, and he was able to make contact, and therefore it was a foul ball to the backside. 0-1 the count. Britton with the pitch is a curveball, a beautiful curveball that was swung on and missed. So unlike yesterday, Zach Britton's curveball today has been pretty dominant. It's getting Blue Jays hitters to swing and miss. The pitch again is a curveball that is low and away. 1-2 the count. Britton looks at the signs. Britton readies. Britton with the pitch is swung on and missed, and Saltalamacchia strikes out. That was a curveball that was down and away, and Saltalamacchia strikes out. You could see with that swing by Saltalamacchia that he was trying to make contact with the curveball, but unfortunately he wasn't able to, and that's two outs. The batter now is Devin Travis, and Britton steps off, so does Travis. Britton steps back in. And let's see what he does here. And he throws a curveball that was outside for a ball. Martin advances to second on that pitch. So Martin is now on second. And there's two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0 to count to Devin Travis, who swings at that pitch, and it's fouled to the right side and into the seats. 1-1 the count. Jose Bautista looking from the dugout. Rubbing his beard, or picking it rather. The pitch is a curveball that is low and away. 2-1 to count. Kevin Pillar is next if Devin Travis gets on base. The pitch by Britton is lined into right field for a base hit right in front of Seth Smith. And with that base hit to right field, Russell Martin scores. And it's now 6-4. Orioles. The Blue Jays score a run here in the bottom of the ninth. Now they need two more runs to tie the game. Three more runs to win the game. Let's see what they do now with Kevin Pillar coming to the plate. That was a beautiful swing by Travis to right field. He just bloops that one right in front of Seth Smith. And just like that, Martin comes from second to score, and it's now 6-4. The pitch now by Britton is a strike. Low and away. Pillar tips his helmet as if to say that was a good pitch by Britton, and he swings at that pitch and lines it into center field on a one hopper for a base hit. So now there's two men on with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Zach Britton is feeling the pressure right now, and the pitching coach for the Orioles runs to the mound, talks to Britton, and the infielders and the catcher huddles around Britton as well. And it seems like right now they're discussing a plan on how to pitch to Steve Pierce, the former Oriole. Blue Jays fans with their rally caps on. Blue Jays fans are clapping right now, hopeful that Steve Pierce will be able to win this ball game for the Blue Jays. Let's see what the Orioles do here. Steve Pierce now is at the plate, and the windup by Britton, and the pitch is a curveball that was low and inside. Ball one. That was a good curveball. The catcher stuck his glove out as if to say to Britton, good pitch. The set and the pitch is another curveball that is low and outside. 2-0 to count. Blue Jays fans right now are standing up. They're excited. They're nervous like me right now. They want to see what Steve Pierce is able to do here in the bottom of the ninth. Let's get a base hit now, Steve Pierce. But instead, he takes that pitch that's right down the middle for a strike. 2-1 to count. Steve Pierce steps off the plate. steps back in. Blue Jays fans are crossing their arms. Some of them are giddy right now. And the set and the pitch is fouled back. 2-2 to count. Steve Pierce takes a swing outside of batter's box, steps back in. Blue Jays fans are praying right now for a base hit or a home run. Let's see what Steve Pierce does here. And the curveball by Britton is, it bounces off the catcher, but it doesn't go to the backstop because the catcher was able to stop that ball from going anywhere else. It's a nice block at the plate. So good block. And now let's see what Zach Britton does here. The set. And he turns to second base and tries to throw it there, or at least pretends to throw it there. So he was able to take a break, and the set and the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. And just like that, the Blue Jays lose to the Orioles by a final score of 6-4. That was a really weak hack by Steve Pierce. I mean, he... oh my gosh. He swung at that pitch like he wasn't even trying. It was a ball that was inside, but instead of taking a mighty hack, he just swung at that pitch like he wasn't even trying. And so Steve Pierce strikes out in the bottom of the ninth with two men on and two outs, and that's your ball game. So just like that, the Blue Jays are now 1-9 to start the season. 1-9. I think they're the only major league team right now with one win. I think so. Prove me, unless you know you can prove me wrong, Blue Jays fans. But based on my knowledge of the records so far, the Blue Jays are the only team with one win. I don't really know how I feel about this game. I mean, you see the Blue Jays offense coming alive in certain parts of the ball game, especially here in the bottom of the ninth. You can't blame them for losing this game, because it was a nail biter. It was pretty close. The Blue Jays offense did score a run here in the bottom of the ninth, and so it was a game full of drama. It was a game full of suspense, and Blue Jays fans were still in it until the end. At least the ones who were still in attendance. There were a lot of empty seats, you know, heading into the bottom of the ninth. So this game was, it was a nail biter. You know, it really was. I don't feel as disappointed about this loss, you know, compared to last night was more of a dramatic loss, in my opinion. Hey, the Blue Jays gave it their best, you know? They gave it their best in today's game, and they just kept getting base hit after base hit to get men on base until there were no more outs, you know? So the Blue Jays offense is slowly starting to come together, and that's a good sign moving forward. Hopefully tomorrow they get a win, and hopefully we could snap Zach Britton's consecutive saves record if the Blue Jays are trailing again in the bottom of the ninth tomorrow. But let's try to avoid that scenario. Let's try to get a win early in the ball game. Let's try to score as many runs as we can, okay? All right, Blue Jays. So, gut feeling right now, I think the Blue Jays will get the win tomorrow. So, Blue Jays fans, I am very hopeful and optimistic about tomorrow's matchup. Let's see what they do tomorrow. So, until then, that's today's episode for Blue Jays Mike, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Go Jays!